from Illinois Public Media News. This is 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Oriana. It's Friday, October 17th. Coming up, more than half of Champaign County is currently in extreme drought. The Illinois State Climatologist tells us how little rain we've received and why it's a concern for farmers and firefighters. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker made more than $10 million last year. Turns out a sizable chunk of that came from a Las Vegas blackjack table. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The billionaire Hyatt Ayer says he, quote, likes to play cards. He won a blackjack pot of $1.4 million while on vacation with his wife MK and some friends.
I was incredibly lucky. You have to be to end up ahead, frankly, going to a casino anywhere.
The governor's incredible brush with luck came to light as a result of him making public his 2024 state and federal income tax returns. The governor looked a bit sheepish in talking about his winnings with reporters. A spokesperson told WBEZ he intends to donate his blackjack haul to charity. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The strides for low-barrier shelter could close by February of next year if officials don't find new sources of funding. Officials who manage the facility spoke at this week's City of Champaign Township meeting. They discussed a proposal to restructure operations, improve safety, and cut expenses. Stride's Interim Executive Director Charlie Murray says the plan includes reducing staff while expanding case management and improving shelter conditions.
Everything that we do in the coming months, that's going to determine whether or not Stride's remains open.
Murray says the shelter may have to reduce capacity unless it receives a grant to bring on the staff during the winter. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is commending actions by a federal judge in Chicago. Last week, Judge Sarah Ellis temporarily blocked federal agents from using tear gas, pepper bullets, and other riot control methods against people without warning. But she held a hearing yesterday to press Trump administration lawyers on why protesters are still facing those tactics. She said she may require federal agents to wear body cameras, a move Pritzker praised.
Often it's some of you in the reporter community in the media that discover what the truth is and talk to people who are on the ground. And then what do you know? It turns out they've been lying all along.
Judge Ellis intends to bring the parties back into the courtroom next week. The Champaign City Council has denied a request to name the University Place Christian Church a local landmark, as demolition of the building is already underway. Fairlawn Real Estate purchased a church building to develop apartments on the property. Some community members had hoped to halt demolition to preserve the nearly century-old building. Councilmember Kathy Shannon said the city needs to support new housing projects, especially near campus.
Because when we don't develop housing on campus town, students who have more money will push into the more historically affordable areas of our city and gentrify and displace people who have lived in Champaign for generations.
Congregation leaders and representatives with Fairlawn say certain elements have been salvaged from demolition, like stained glass windows and a historic cornerstone. Still to come, more than half of Champaign County is currently in extreme drought. The Illinois State Climatologist tells us how little rain we've received and why it's a concern for farmers and firefighters. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a high of 80 degrees and a south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 60 degrees and a south wind 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and a high of 78 degrees. Southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting to 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and a low of 48 degrees. Southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Sunday, cloudy, blustery, and cooler with a chance of showers and a high of 61 degrees with a west wind 15 to 20 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, Cheryl Whitlow Thompson's career in journalism goes back more than four decades to her days as a student at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. We'll talk with the NPR senior editor about her journey and the many threats to journalism in America. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
you're listening to 2 and 7 today, I'm Stephanie Orellana. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, Champaign, Coles, Douglas, Moultrie, and Piatt counties are experiencing extreme drought. The rest of the state is experiencing abnormally dry to severe drought conditions. This week, IPM's Weather Realness podcast is diving into the definition of drought and its effects on agriculture and trees. The show's host, Maddie Stover, spoke with this Illinois state climatologist, Trent Ford, starting with the deficit in rain that we're currently facing.
For most of central Illinois, we usually get between 30 and 34 inches of rain by mid-October for the year. This year, just to put it in context, Champaign-Urbana has had only about 20 inches of rain, so we're about a foot below that average. And actually, this year in Champaign, through mid-October, has been the third driest year on record, only after 1988 and 1891.
So, Trent, what are your concerns about wildfires or farm fields catching fire during this drought?
Certainly, wildfire and field fires are a significant risk. We've already seen over the last couple of weeks dozens of field fires across Illinois. And some of that is just the crops, especially corn and beans, are so dry right now. We run those hot combines through them, and it's just a recipe for disaster. So we've definitely seen those impacts. But, you know, certainly wildfire or field fires are a risk because we have a lot of fuel, basically very dry vegetation. And so even the smallest spark from, you know, of cigarette being thrown out the window to whatever else can really cause a problem. And when we have the right weather conditions, right, we have the climate conditions that have given us a lot of dry fuel, but when we have the right weather conditions, low humidity, high temperatures, high wind, it can mean that when that spark does happen and the fire does spark, it can spread really quickly.
And what are the biggest concerns of farmers or community leaders who reach out to you?
Yeah, for farmers, you know, a lot of times when we talk about drought, it is how long it's going to last, you know, and they thinking about the impact of yield, which is really the timing of the crop. Is the drought like 2012, where it overlaid with pollination and reproduction of the crops, which really harmed crop yield? More of this year, where we have like later timing, so we did have some impact, but it was a little bit more muted. And as far as community leaders, yeah, they're just wanting to know, especially those municipal water managers, just when is this going to end? Are we going to get a significant amount of rainfall? And so that's something that we're, you know, now that we're in this drought, it's kind of a constant kind of just communication. They want to know what the expectations are so they can plan ahead. We want to know, as far as the water survey and the state agencies, of where they're at with their reservoirs, with their levels, to make sure that we can preempt any kind of, you know, significant impact.
So do we normally have droughts this time of year in Illinois?
So drought is a very normal part of our climate, but it is sort of an extreme. So we don't have droughts every year. This time of the year is normally very dry, meaning that we've just gone through a summer with lots of demand for water, less supply of water, which means our soils are the driest that they typically are this time of the year. It doesn't necessarily mean drought, but we can have drought this time of the year. And actually, drought can happen any season in Illinois. But again, we typically think of the worst droughts on record as those that are more mid-summer droughts, because they typically coincide with really significant agriculture and ecological problems.
And so, kind of the million-dollar question, can we predict a drought? And if so, how much lead time can we give people?
Yeah, definitely the million. Truly, literally, probably a billion-dollar question if I could adequately or appropriately predict drought. It's really hard to predict drought more than maybe a handful of weeks to a month ahead of time. And that's really challenging because even if we were to get a really accurate prediction of drought 3 weeks ahead of time, say, hey, there's a drought coming in 3 weeks, that's still probably not enough time for folks to take any sort of predictive action, any kind of action.
Exactly.
In reality, what we want is a prediction of drought a year or several seasons ahead of time. Like, I want to know, am I going to come in as a farmer, as a water manager, am I going to come in May and this drought that we have right now is going to continue and worsen, or we're going to get better? That makes a huge difference on how I'm going to contingency plan. But unfortunately, we simply cannot predict the weather conditions that would either improve or deteriorate drought over that long period of time.
That was Illinois State Climatologist Trent Ford speaking with Maddie Stover about the current extreme drought conditions that Champaign County and surrounding counties are facing. IPM's entire Weather Realness podcast this weekend tackles the drought and the impact on Illinois agriculture and trees. You can listen to the program tomorrow at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 8 p.m. on WILLAM 580. You can also listen now on the Illinois Public Media YouTube channel. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by me, Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Arjun Tucker, Maddie Stover, and Trent Ford. Music by the Kilburn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Stephanie Oriana. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.